¿Cuándo lo queremos?
New York City laws which govern rent-regulated housing are up for renewal on June 15th.
This is game time for tenants.
All right, game time.
The stakes could not be higher.
Council member Mark Levine.
If we continue on the status quo, we are sailing into a disaster for tenants in New York City. Only decisive action to change this course is good enough.
Councilmember Jumaane Williams sent a tough message to Governor Cuomo.
We will blame you if nothing else is strengthened, and we will remember it in any subsequent elections. This is the year of the tenant. Do not forget that by June 15th. Do not pass the buck. Do not pass it along. Do not blame it on anything. We are counting on you, Governor Cuomo, for delivering and strengthening the rent laws, because housing is a right. We will fight. Fight, and we will remember on election.
Fight.
Housing is a right. Fight. Housing
Councilmember right. Corey Johnson said there are many things that need to be done.
We have seen all this corruption that has taken place the last many months in Albany and this last week. And what does it have to do with rent regulation,
right.
421A, right. And real estate interests?
Facts.
There are 2.5 million New Yorkers, a quarter of the residents in our city, that are counting upon the state legislature and the governor to do the right thing.
Uh-huh.
And I am glad that Assembly Democrats are standing up and saying they're going to do the right thing. Hold strong.
One of the laws up for renewal is 421A. Tenants want it removed. It was created back in 1971 when there was not much residential development in the city. Within 10 years, though, development was spurred on and this changed. The law now has no reason to continue, say activists, except for tax breaks for billionaire developers. Delcenia Glover is with the Alliance for Tenant Power and Tenants and Neighbors.
This program is costing this city in taxes $1.1 billion each year that can be used to develop real affordable housing. You can, with $1 billion a year, you can create 100,000 Section 8 vouchers to help keep people of limited means in this city.
And Glover says Mayor de Blasio's plan to put 25% and 30% of affordable housing within new developments is just not enough.
If you put a luxury development in the middle of a working class community, gentrification is a given. And anyone who says that that is okay, they know exactly what's going to happen when you put that luxury development in the middle of that community. You know that the mom and pop businesses are going to be forced out because the rents are going to go up. And luxury people who live in luxury developments don't usually shop in the bodega. So what happens is that the tenants are forced out, the small businesses are forced out, and you completely change a community. And where are all these people supposed to go?
Fight! Housing is a human right! Fight!
There's a rally to save New York City housing on Thursday at 5 p.m. at Foley Square. That's right across from the Brooklyn Bridge. It's sponsored by 1199 SEIU, Real Rent Reform, and the Alliance for Tenant Power. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.